Masech Eshkolim, our Masechta for tonight, has 8 prakim and 1 topic. That one topic is Isuf Shkolim, gathering of the Shkolim. The Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chav Tesamad Aleph, as well as the Mishnah in Shkolim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, tells us if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, you read Parsha Shkolim, which we'll do first. Parsha Shkolim, the first 6 psukim of Parshas Kisisa, which discusses the chiyuv of every male above the age of 20 to give the machzit shekel to the Migdash, and the purpose is to achieve kapara for themselves. We announce it in Adar, why? Because it gives time for people to get their act together and give the Trumas the Truma Chadasha in Nisan. So we're preparing in Adar for Nisan. The mitzvah of Machzit Shekel was established as a mitzvah ledoros, not as a mitzvah l'shaita, as a mitzvah ledoros. As long as the Beis HaMikdash is still around, for the purpose of Karbanos of the Tzibur. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayam. Many psukim in Nach also speak of the importance of donating money to the Beis HaMikdash, or Berakabayis, and the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. The shekel's value, we'll talk about that for a second, the shekel's value only varied depending on the time period. In the days of Nehemiah, it would be a third of a shekel. It would be a third of a shekel, which at that time was equivalent to a machzah shekel of the Torah, a machzah shekel mida oraisa. What's the rationale for this mitzvah? Why do we have this mitzvah? What's the rationale for this mitzvah? So it comes straight out of the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perak Chav Tes, Pasuk Yodalid, it tells us the very beautiful pasuk, aside from the pasuk that gives us the rationale. Ki mimcha hakol, umiyadcha nasnu lach. Everything is yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you gave us everything. The entire world belongs to Hashem. So even if a person gives all of his wealth, it would be difficult for him to redeem himself with money. And particularly redeem himself with money that's not his. It must be based on the Gemara in Psachim, which we had, Josh, 3 years ago when we did my 25 favorite sugyas in Bava Kamma. We had Avi, we had Josh, we had Zevi, we had Yoni Kram, we had Adam Finn, we had Alex Feingold, we had Yaakov Kaplan, we had Shmuel Sommer, we had a lot of tzaddikim. It was pretty stacked. The Gemara in Psachim, the Avav Medbeis, we did this when we did Bor. We did Bor B'Shus HaRabim in the 5th and 6th Prakim. The Gemara tells us, Shnei Dvarim Einam Birshusam Shel Adam Va'asan Hakasav Ki'iluhem Birshusam. 2 things are not in the Rishus of a person, but the Pasuk teaches us that it's as if they're in their Rishus, that it's as if it's in the person's Rishus. Those 2 things are Bor Birshus HaRabim and Chametz B'Pesach. Bor Birshus HaRabim and Chametz B'Pesach, or Einam Birshusam Shel Adam, but Asan HaKasuv, the Torah comes and tells us that it's considered to be in your Rishus. Hashem considers the money to belong to the person, and not even his. In this way, it serves as a kapara. A 1, 2, and 2A, so to speak, but that same idea. You want to know how to achieve kapara? That's the way to achieve it. The first opening question of this one sugya, of Isuf Shkolim, gathering Shkolim, is the obligation to bring the Masa Shekel just like all other Karbanos. If the whole point is a Truma Chadasha to the Mishkan Ariel, so does Masa Shekel hold the same seriousness of donation as all other Karbanos? The Sifri in Parshas Naso tells us that one is chayuv betipul hava asam ad ohel moed. You have to care, you have to make sure that they are brought up until the ohel moed. And Rashi and Me'ila comments on that. Rashi and Me'ila, Joshi, is daf yotes amad aleph. Rashi and Me'ila yotes tells us until you bring it to the azara, right? Specifically to the azara, to the ohel moed, but Rashi and Me'ila tells us until you bring it to the actual azara, maybe all you need to do, is bring it to the Gizbar, to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. Where do we know that from? So that's from the Rambam. It did take us 2 minutes to quote a Rambam, but we quoted it. We have a proof from the Rambam in Shkolim, our favorite, the Rambam. The Rambam in Shkolim, Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, tells us on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we announce that everybody needs to bring Shkolim in order that a person can get ready to give him Machzah Shekel. Very similar to the Mishnah, actually the 2 Mishnahs we quoted before, but this is the Rambam in Shkolim, Aleph Tes. tells us again that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we announced that everybody needs to bring Shkalim in order that a person can get ready to give his Machsa Shekel. There is no connection of bringing it to the Azara. What this implies is that it's absolutely sufficient to give to whoever comes to collect from you. However, not so fast. However, Rabbeinu Chananel on that Mishnah and Gemara in Megillah, Chavtesim and Beis Jene, that we quoted before at the opening of the Sugya, tells us the purpose of announcing, Rabbeinu Chananel in Megillah, says the purpose of announcing the Shkalim is to have each person prepare his Shekel. Because the Pasuk says, Vayevi'ehu l'migdash, and bring it to the Migdash. You see clearly, there's a chiyuv of Hava'a l'migdash. A person has to actually bring it himself. This is related to another issue. And that other issue is whether the carbon that you bring from Shkalim donations achieves kapara, or is there inherent kapara with the act of giving Shkalim? Again, just giving the coins, Jacob, or bringing the carbon, which is why it answers, it's part of the answer, of the question of whether Machsa Shekel is like all other karbanos. Is that Truma Chadasha just like all other karbanos? So the Gemara in Baba Basra last year, okay, Baba Basra, Jane, Alex, the same way that Mr. Naaman and Rabbi Kupchik learned in Shalavim together, Alex and Jacob were night seder chavrusas. We did not know that before we made the chavrusas. Unbelievable. Second generation. And you guys learned the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tesmid Aleph, that tells us, let's go on, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayam, a man would give his shkalim, his shekel, and would achieve kapara. That's all that we're going to quote from that Gemara. And the reason why it's all we're going to quote from that Gemara is you see from that just half a line, you see from this, that immediately, as soon as he brings his shekel, Zaki, immediately, as soon as he brings his shekel, there's kapara. It must be that solely by the act of giving shkalim, is there inherent kapara. Here we go with another raya. There's another raya that the Rambam tells us you don't give in increments. Rather, instead of giving a little today and a little tomorrow, you give it all today in one shot. You give it in one lump sum, says the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim. And the Me'iri in Shkalim echoes the Rambam's statement. He says the same idea. So you see that the two issues, right? We aim for clarity. So you see the two issues. Issue one, being whether you need to bring the Machsa Shekel to the Azara, or just give it to the Gizbar, And issue two, whether the Karban, or merely the actual Nesina, achieves Kapara, those two issues are related. If you say that the actual Nesina, right, the giving of the Shkalim is Mechaper, get this down. If you say that the actual Nesina is Mechaper, then you need to bring the Shekel to the Azara. Whereas if there's no Kapara, just merely by doing a Nesina, but rather you need to actually bring the Karban, then the purpose and function of the Nesina Smachsa Shekel is just money. Right? What's called a Din Mamon. Sure. So we said the two issues, right? Zach, did you get the two issues? Yeah. Good. So then we went from there and said, if you say that the actual Nesina is Mechaper, look like you're sitting on a hammock. If you say that the actual Nesina is Mechaper, then you need to bring the Shekel to the Azara. Whereas if there's no Kapara, just merely by doing a Nesina, but rather you need to actually bring the Karban in order to achieve Kapara, then the purpose and function of the giving of the Machsa Shekel is just money. It's just money. What's called the Din Mamon. Okay, let's go on. Let's move forward. Once it has a Din Mamon, so what happens? Once it has a Din Mamon, it's considered like all other money that you put aside for Karbanos. Where it's sufficient, like all other money you have for Karbanos, similarly, this too is sufficient to give it to the Gizbar. You're giving it to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, and you need not bring it to the Azara. Moving forward, the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, We know it's broken up by halachos, as we always say. So the Yerushalmi in Shkol in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, tells us that you're allowed to give the Machsa Shekel in two or three separate installments. The Rambam didn't say this, Ariel, but the Yerushalmi does, in two or three separate installments. The Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Truma, the Yikhuli Truma, we'll lay it later. The Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Truma, as well as the Magen Avraham, tells us, right, they both agree with this that we just quoted, which obviously goes against the Rambam. Not only that, but it flies in the face of a pasuk. Get this down, because it's against a beferish pasuk in Kisisa. Zeyitnu. The pasuk in Kisisa, Shmos Lamid, pasuk Yigimel, tells us, Zeyitnu, we'll lay it later. Kazeh yitnu. I put quote in my notes around this. Kazeh, like this, yitnu. This means a full coin. That's the way that Chazal understand. A complete matbea. The same one shown to Moshe. Kazeh. It's similar, right? It's similar, Josh and Alex and everybody who's probably learned Rosh Hashanah and probably knows it backwards and forwards. It's similar to the Kazera of the Kadesh, leave it. Kazera of the Kadesh. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, next week's Masechta, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Kazera of the Kadesh. Right? You point at it, and you've been Mekadesh the Chodesh. So the same one shown to Moshe. The Kiryas Sefer to the Mabit has an interesting raya that's true. Right? That it has to be the same coin. It has to be a full coin, right? The Kiryat Sefer to the Mabit. He understands that the Rambam learns it from a specific limud in the Pasuk. Lo yam it b'machatzis ha-shekel. You're not allowed to give less than a machatzis ha-shekel. Meaning if it wanted to say that all you need to do is give a machatzis ha-shekel, it should have said Yitein chatzi shekel. But the Torah went out of its way by saying, lo yam it. Meaning, even with the nesina, which is the emphasis here, even when you're giving, even with the nesina, lo yam it imachasis shekel. When you give, that one and only time, you may not give less than a machasis shekel. Next point. In this one topic, there is an entirely different angle within the presentation of the mitzvah of Machsa Shekel. And here it goes. The Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Shkolim, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us there's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah for every Jewish male to give a Machsa Shekel every year. And the Rambam says, pay attention carefully because this will ring a bell. Even an ani who's supported by tzedakah has a chiyuv. Afilu ani hamispanes min haTzedakah has a chiyuv to give. Which means he needs to ask others, or mocher ksuso. Sound familiar, boys? Or mocher ksuso, even sell his clothing in order to have money to give the machsa shekel. Sound familiar? You bet. Similarly, exactly, the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Dalkosis is also true, but let's just do the most recent. Out of the two, he picked the one that we haven't gotten to yet. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, tells us, afilu ein lo mayochal, even if he has nothing to eat. Except for what he receives from tzedakah, he has to borrow clothing or morcher ksuso, or sell his own clothing in order to have money to buy oil. As soon, and we've done this in past years, and we'll do this again this year, we've done it other times also. That's seeing Shas as one picture, and you have to. If you see other words that ring a bell, particularly a phrase, not a particular word, I mean, maybe, but a particular phrase, and you're familiar with it, especially from a yomtiv, even if you haven't learned, you know, more than 2-3 mesechtas, or you've learned, you know, a limited amount of mesechtas from a yontif, from another, you know, chag, from another yontif, so it should ring a bell. And you should be able to cross-reference and parallel. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says, afilu ein lo mayochal, except for what he receives from tzedakah, he has to borrow clothing or sell his own clothing in order to have money to buy oil and candles and light Neros Chanukah, to light Chanukah licht. The Magid Mishnah says the reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa. The reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa, you're publicizing the miracle. Very good. The same way, Zaki, excellent. The same way that the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, 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 and Chametz Matzah. The Rambam says, the Rambam writes that even an ani hamisparnes min hatzedakah cannot have less than Dalad Kosos. He needs to get all Dalad Kosos. We spoke about last week, when we kind of like ran out of time at the end, yeah. We spoke about last week, right? The four differences. The four differences within our whole shir. But when we got to that point, the four differences between Kiddush and Kadesh.
Like the dog kosis.
Kadesh refers to only the first kos. Yeah, it's true. According to Rav Moshe, that first cup is wine. The other kosos may be grape juice. May or may not. Subjective cheiros, objective cheiros. The Rav versus, right, the great grand Rebbe versus Rav Moshe. That's how you know, like, why you is, like, very anti-drinking, right? You know, Purim, because they took this side of the machlokes. And MTJ, you know, non-YU, took the other side. Anyway, we continue. The Avnei Nezer comes, the Avnei Nezer and Or HaChaim and his tshuvas in Simen Tuf Kuf Aleph, 501. That's a room in first hall, I think. 501. I just realized that now. Baruch Shekivanti. Tuf Kuf Aleph, to make everybody here feel welcome. No, that was like the finals exam room. We had like some woman telling us to be quiet. I don't know what. Felt like we're in second grade. I don't know. Says the Avnei Nezer, you generally never need to sell your clothing to have enough money to perform mitzvahs. You generally, the Avnei Nezer, the Sakachava Rebbe, the author of the Egli Tal. that's to bring it back home to Yerushalayim Yarkodesh, because that's what we're learning here, right? Masechta Shabbos. So to sell your clothing to have enough money to perform mitzvahs, you generally never need to sell your clothing. We know this from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Back to the heights. The Gemara in Kiddushin, my mom did not plan this. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph tells us, if you have in mind to perform a mitzvah, and some onus happens, something out of your control, and you don't end up performing the mitzvah, you do not end up performing the mitzvah, we still consider it as if you've done the mitzvah. Nechshav ka'osei mitzvah. Whereas by Pursume Nisa related mitzvos, that's not true. Pursume Nisa is above and beyond those, you know, machshava by mitzvos. Since the whole point of a mitzvah Pursume Nisa is to be mefarsim la'acherim, right, to publicize to others what the mitzvah is, you're lacking in the mitzvah. And therefore we don't say that we consider it, as if you've done the mitzvah. What follows according to this, welcome Captain. What follows according to this,
I'll catch you.
Is that we only and should only say that the din of Mocher Ksuso, right, that you must sell the shirt off your back only by mitzvos of Pesumei Nisa, meaning it makes sense. Dafka by mitzvos of Pesumei Nisa, because we just brought it to the heights. The Gemara in Kedushin at the end of the first perek tells us that a nechshav is not like an oseh, Josh. Is right? A nechshav is not like an oseh. Particularly by Pirsumei Nisa. Which is why it's very strange, moving forward in the sugya, which is why it's very strange that the same lashon of Mocher Ksuso, that you must sell the shirt off your back, only by mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, right? Which is why it's very strange that the same lashon of Mocher Ksuso is used by the mitzvah of Machsa Shekel. Which is why, again, which one doesn't belong? Which one is not like the others? And you have the Al Kosos. Shkayach, and you have Neros Chanukah. No, seriously, that was like, you know, his quote. We love you, Zaki. He just guessed the wrong one first, but it is. It's the Alkos and Neros Chanukah. Machsa Shekel.
It's in the past. Focus on the past, focus on the future.
Shkayach. Okay. Machsa Shekel has the same Lashon. Machsa Shekel has the same Lashon. But it's clearly not the same. Listen carefully. It's clearly not the same. That's why it's very strange that the same Lashon of Mocher Ksuso is used by the mitzvah Machsa Shekel, even though there's no din of Pesumei Nisa by Nesina Shkalim. Lechora, you could say, according to the Avnei Nezer, that there's a difference between the Pesumei Nisa of Ner Chanukah, which is the Pesumei Nisa de Rabim, as opposed to the Pesumei Nisa of Daod Kosos, which is the Pesumei Nisa de Yachid, because it's only for people in your house at the Seder night. You don't have the din of putting your Dalad Kosos out for others to see. Anybody you invite to the Seder table, anybody you invite to Leil HaSeder, and that's precisely the difference between Pursumei Nisa de Yachid and Pursumei Nisa de Rabim. Get that down. That's also why the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalad, the Gemara in Mamem Adlikin, is unsure whether it's necessary to mention Chanukah and Birch Samazom. Why is there a suffix while by Tefillah it's obvious, according to the Gemara, that you mention Chanukah? Right, by tefillah, it's obvious according to the Gemara that you mentioned Chanukah. So it's because Birch Samazon only has the aspect of Pirsumei Nisa the Yachid. Birch Samazon is only an individual Pirsumei Nisa because it's recited in the house or at your table wherever you are. While tefillah has the more enhanced aspect of Pesuminisa, Durabim, a public Pesuminisa. Or Pesuminisa for the masses, because Pesuminisa is supposed to be public, Pesuminisa for the masses. Since it's recited in Shul, we see the Yesod here that when the Chacham were misakin certain mitzvos, Mishun Pesuminisa, it means that the essence of the mitzvah is Pesuminisa, even if it's not a Pesuminisa Durabim. We have two types of Pesuminisa that we learn from this. From seeing Hamachsa Shekel, which one does not belong, which one is not like the others, you see, though, between Chanukah and between Daud Kosos, and where Machsa Shekel sort of falls in, I say sort of on purpose, because it's not really, it's not like real Persimmonisa, even though it has the same Lashon Zak of Mocher Ksuso, you see that it's still Persimmonisa, even if it's not Persimmonisa L'Rabim. Next question. What is the other issue with Machsa Shekel? Besides the standard sugya, the yedias and the red Machsa Shekel, what is the other issue? So the Rambam, back to the Rambam, all day, every day. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, Aleph Zayin, tells us everyone's chayev to bring Machsa Shekel, everyone, except Noshim, Avadim, Uktanim. If they give, we do accept it from them, though. As long as they give it to the tzibor completely. Because the whole issue is we don't want it to be a carbon tzibor brought by a yachid. Shelo yehi carbon tzibor, karev mishel yachid. This issue is omitted by the Rambam. I've said before and I'll say it again, you could tell, I don't know as much, but you could tell a lot from what the Rambam omits compared to what he mentions. He was so clear, his code of right, and the Rambam, there was nobody like the Rambam, the first person to do what he did, and did it like a boss. So, you know, the Rambam, but he leaves this out. So this, right, this issue is omitted by the Rambam, as well as his ignoring the fact that the Gemara in Menachos, get this down, Daf Chafalf Mebez, tells us that if Nashim give, they need a Mesira Letzibor to give their money, as money brought by the Tzibor. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufhei deals with, right, he quotes the Shara HaMelech there. The Minchas Chinuch mentions, also by himself, that Min HaTorah, their Shkalim are Batal Barov. That's like such like a frum way of like negating Noshim, like the Mitzvah Machsa Shekel. But Min HaTorah, their Shkalim are Batal Barov of the rest of the Tzibor Shkalim. Because we know, Midrabanan, we'll learn a little Yordei Chel Galifis of a Heter, we'll learn a little kashrus tonight. Midrabanan chad betray batal. However, it's not batel, and that's how the mamon ketanim is not batel. And the mesira of ketanim can work midrabanan. If ketanim give it over, that's why, not only nashim, we mentioned avadim and ketanim, if the ketanim give it over, so that mesira can work midrabanan. As an aside, just an advertisement for this whole discussion of ketanim and their chiyav midrabanan, We hold that often. There are a couple of places in Shas, particularly in Hagoz al Basra in Bava Kama, in Perak Hagoz al Machil, where the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Dalit, I think, says that whether it's Metzia, whether it's Maisa of a Katan, when it works in certain situations, it works Midrabanan. Or certain people can be an aid, Midrabanan. They can test on Midrabanan. There is that split in those sensitive areas of Halacha, between Midoraisa and Midrabanan, between Doraisa and Drabanan. So, this is otherwise known as Kinyan Drabanan Mahani Lo Doraisa, which we might be familiar with that phrase, right? The Kinyan of a Drabanan can help for something Midoraisa. We're discussing something Midoraisa, Bizman Shabesh Midosh Hayakayim, aka tonight's topic, Isuf Shkalim, Gathering of Shkalim. So to solve the main issue of ensuring not to have a carbon tzibor brought by a yachid, how do you solve that? Shelo yehi carbon tzibor karev mishel yachid. Karev mishel yachid. We turn to the Mishnah in Shkalim. Get this down. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3:3. That the whole house of Rabbi Gamliel, right? Beis Rabbi Gamliel would enter the chamber to give Machsa Shekel, and they would throw or push through the shekel, through their fingers, in front of the toreim, and the person being toreim, the machsa shekel, the person donating it, would have kavana and push it into the kupa. So it would go from one person to the other, and straight into the box, straight into the piggy box. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura on that Mishnah in Shkalim Gimel Gimel tells us they would have kavana that their shekel would drop into the kupa, and it would be kona for them karbanos tzibur, and that's the way that you can have karbanos tzibur Ariel karev mishal yachid. Individuals can bring public karbanos. This works. Why? Because there isn't an actual din of mesira letzibur, the physical act of giving over to the tzibur. It happens automatically. Because it happens automatically, everybody, because it happens automatically, through your mesira, the mos become mos that belong to the tzibur. Since the chiyuv of machsa shekel is on everyone in the tzibur, and everyone who donates is donating as a member of the tzibur, it's therefore considered as money that came from the tzibur. Yes, it's true. In the case of Nashim, in the case of Ketanim, in the case of Avadim, it has to go through somebody else. They can't do it by themselves. But that's still Kinyan Drabanim Mahani L'Doraisa. It still works. You need that other person. You need a middleman. You need to pass it through. But it still works. So eventually it gets to somebody who's donating as a member of the tzibur. It's not really eventually, meaning it's just through one person. No special declaration necessary at all. No special declaration necessary. They don't need to say anything. They could just walk up to the kupa, push it through the person who's chayev mida oraisa's hands, and it can go into the piggy box. We find a similar idea. We're always cross-referencing Shas, so pay attention. We find a similar idea by the Karban Pesach. We spoke about Karban Pesach be'ion last week in our 10 prakim and 4 topics in Maseches Pesachim. So we find a similar idea by the Karban Pesach. Every individual must bring a Karban Pesach. And once they do, then automatically it's considered as if Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, as if the entire Kahal, such an important parallel, as if the entire Kahal brought. And through this, it's considered a Karban Tzibur. It's to that we say and invoke the concept of Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. It's those Gemaras in Tamid Nishchat. You will get there soon. You will get there. It's tough. It's tough Gemara, Alex Murms. It's tough Gemara. 6 years ago, Night Seder, every night, pounding the pavement. And that's what I want you to do. But that's what the Gemara ends up saying, has the whole discussion of the Gemara in Yuma in the first parak has Hutra D'Chuya. In that context, Josh, right? We know. So the Gemara in Yuma D'Afav M'Beis tells us, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, listen carefully. If the entire, or if most, if Rove, of the tzibur is tummy, they need to bring a carbon, we wave it for the tzibur. For a yachid, we wouldn't do that. Tuma hutra b'tzibur. Certain other things are dechuya. This is hutra. So over here, a yachid turns into the tzibur, tuma hutra b'tzibur. It's that context. I specifically focused on tuma hutra b'tzibur applying to carbon pesach. There's no need for it to apply to machsa shekel, but just the concept. We should be familiar with these shas concepts, because we're learning Shas every week here, so we should be familiar with these concepts. Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. If the whole Tzibur brought, and they are Tamei, a large part of them are Tamei, we still wave it and they're allowed to bring the Karban. Our last piece is two interesting discussions within the Gavra HaToreim. The Gavra HaToreim is the person being Toreim Truma, being Toreim. We already did Maseches Trumos. Being Toreim the Shekel, right? Donating the Shekel. So two issues. One is just continuing, perfect segue. Let's just discuss the issue of the Chi of Nashim for a minute. When it comes to the Chi of Nashim, the Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, tells us that Nashim are Peturos. Why? Why are Nashim Peturos? So there are three answers to this question. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos tells us, Zeyitnu kol ho'vera hapkudim. And Nashim aren't part of those who oversee the accounts. They're not over al hapkudim. They're not in charge of the accounts. Therefore, quite simply, there's a gzeras hakasav, and what do we say all the time? That's like the strongest thing you can have, gzeras hakasav, pasuk in the Torah. Therefore, they're not included in the mitzvah. Second understanding, it's also gzeras hakasav Ariel. Ruvajim bar tanura. The first was the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Where's Yoshua? He's sick. This should be Lurfur Shlema. Rav Adyui Bar Tanura says, the Nasnu Ish Kofir Nafsho. It's the one word, by the way, that can be flipped around. Might be a couple of others, but it's the one most well-known word in the Torah that can be flipped around, and it spells the same thing, which means, if you give, then you get back in return. V'nasnu ish kol for nafsho. Very simple. V'nasnu ish kol for nafsho. Ish v'lo isha. Gzeres hakasuv. V'nasnu ish kol for nafsho. Emphasis on ish v'lo isha. The third is the commentary on the Rambam, right? The Kiryat Sefer in Hilchos Shkolim, at the beginning of his commentary in Hilchos Shkolim, Kisi sa es rosh b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael v'lo, you guessed it, b'nos Yisrael. At first glance, the mitzvah machsa shekel is not a mitzvah seishas man grama. It's not time-bound, right? The chavtes sugyas, particularly at the end of the chavtes sugyas, the aflamedalit, kedushin, the ramban, it applies to doraisas, it applies to the rabbanans, it's this and that, good yediyas. Okay, the gemara and kedushin, the aflamedalit. At first glance, it's not a time-bound mitzvah. Upon further inquiry, maybe it does have an aspect of zman grama. Why? Because you do have to give it every year. There's a certain time you have to give it, which is why I opened the way we're going to kind of close. I mean, sort of close, because we still have to do a Ben Yud Gimel. Right, meaning the Adar ready for Nisan. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. Thank you, Captain. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. Mashmin al Ashkolim. The Echad Ba'adar, Mashmin al Ashkolim. So it is time bound. That's upon further inquiry. The Chacham instituted a particular Zman, because there's a new donation for the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayihi bayom hashemini kara Moshe. Yoshua's Amritza Parsha. And it's my father's also. The Chacham instituted a particular Zman because there's a new donation for the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shmini lemiluim, Rashi says. But then we say that since it's not Zman Grama, it's not time bound, Minat Torah, but only Zman Grama, Midrabanan, that's not considered Zman Grama. Again, all discussion in the Ramban, Kedushin Aflam Adalin, not for now. That's not considered Zman Grama. Our second and final interesting application and issue with the Gavra HaTorim is a Ben Yud Gimel, a 13-year-old. There's a Machlokas Rishonim. When is one exactly Chayv Machsa Shekel? The Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Kisisa tells us this mitzvah is like all others, and you're Chayv once you have Shtei Sairos, and are considered a gadol when you're 13 years old. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses this, the Gemara in Nida discusses this. Shanim and Simanim are the two requirements that you need. So according to the Ramban, you need Shtei Saros, you need two pubic hairs, and are considered a gadol only at that point, once you're 13 years old. But Rashi in Menachos, Daf Mem Vav, disagrees. Rashi in Menachos, Mem Vav, says you're only Chayv Machsa Shekel once you're 20 years old. Ben Esrim Shana Vamala. Rashi Menachos Memvav. That's the way the Ramah in Tafresh Tzadi Dalid, discussing, right, that's the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, by the Dalid Parshios. So the Ramah in Simon Tafresh Tzadi Dalid Paskins Lahalacha, that's the way he Paskins. The Gra, in the Bir Agra, has a middle approach. This Gra and that Gra. The Gra, the middle approach. The Gra's middle approach is a Ben Yud Gimel is Chayav, a 13-year-old is Chayav, but we don't take a mashkon from him. We do not accept collateral from a Ben Yud Gimel if he forgot to bring his money. Normally, for a gadol, for a full-fledged gadol beyond the age of Ben Yud Gimel, we assume Ben Yud Daled and up. If he forgot to bring his money, we'll take his watch as a collateral, we'll take his phone as a collateral, we'll take something valuable to him as a collateral. We don't take a mashkon, a collateral security, from the Ben Yud Gimel. It's a tzarach iyun why we don't accept a mortgage from a Ben Yud Gimel if he is indeed chayiv. It must be because there are two dinim when it comes to Machsa Shekel. Get this down. There are two dinim when it comes to Machsa Shekel. A, there's the mitzvah of Machsa Shekel, Zach. And B, there's the kapara aspect. And even though we aim for clarity, and even though he's chayiv in the mitzvah, as long as he's not yet 20 years old, because a lot of the psukim say, Mi ben esrim shana v'mala. So Mi ben esrim shana v'mala applies to both mitzvah and kapara. And even though he's chayiv in the mitzvah, as long as he's not yet 20 years old, he's not a bar kapara. Which means he has no chelek, he's not a bar onshin, he's not a bar kapara. Which means he has no chelek in karbanos tzibur. And that's why we don't accept a collateral from him, a mashkon from him. If for whatever reason he shows up without a shekel and he wants to give his watch, we don't accept it. The mashkon is connected to kapara. The mashkon and kapara connect. Not the mashkon and mitzvah. Mashkon and kapara. Just to close, there's a question as to why we need both drushos, excluding nashim from machzah shekel. Interesting question. There's a question as to why we need both drushos, excluding nashim from machzah shekel. Both b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, which we had, and v'nasnu ish v'lo isha. Either way, nashim are excluded. So, l'may nafkamina, who cares? Maybe we need both drushos to close. Maybe we need, we'll say, maybe we need both drushos to teach that even a nedava, we don't accept from them, so as not to mess up the count of the zecharim, because you're counting the coins from the zecharim. So as not to mess it up, even a nedava, beyond the gzeiras hakadosh, beyond the two psukim, even a nedava, Ariel Yosef, we do not accept from them. Also, nashim really were over al apkudim. And the havamina is to allow them, is to allow them, kamash v'lan, no. So at least there's a havamina, and at least there's a havamina maskana in Chazal with regard to the chiyuv nashim.